Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it's Wednesday, hump day. As we all know, every Wednesday at 10:30 Central Standard Time, we do the show to help others out there, and specifically business owners, learn more about how they can better their business. Now, listen, if you're not a business owner, that doesn't mean you don't need to listen to the call, because myself, I think life is a business. And you might be in the corporate world. You might be in the small business world. You might be a clerk at a grocery store. Life is a business. Every day when we start out our day, we know that, well, one thing is for sure, there's going to be some type of gamble in our day. And the way we handle our business is the way we see the results of each and every day. So hang in there. Stay in there. Don't hang up because you're not a business owner. Who knows what tomorrow brings and what this information might lead you to. You can always call into the show at 347-989-1363. We have two guests per show, and today we've got two great guests, as always. We're spreading out to the Northeast. We have a gentleman on the first part of the show from New York, and then we have another gentleman on the second half of the show from Pennsylvania, actually. So we're really targeting that area of the country right now, and, well, only because incredible information will be coming from there. I want to start out today by, you know, hoping that everyone got through April, income tax, all those things, and has charted out May. By now, anyway. Hopefully you had it done last week. I always like to stay 90 days ahead on a piece of paper to see how I've made it through. Every 30 days I kind of readjust and keep moving forward so I know that I can get to my goal. I hope that you're doing that. You know that every week we talk about the word that I talk about all the time. My topics always land through the word gamble. And if you're new to the show, GAMBLE for me stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. So like I said in the beginning of the show, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, who you work for, if it's you or someone else, those six words have everything to do with everything that we do every day. So, you know, I'm always talking about growth, and I'm always talking about accountability, but today I want to talk more about enjoyment. And I'm going to tell you why. I always try to pick a subject or a word before every show that I experience throughout the week so that it's, well, number one, close to me, and number two, easy for me to share because it helps. It's almost like therapy to help me through my process. So today, when we talk about enjoyment, I want to tell you a little story about me and my wife who have been business partners now, goodness, probably 20 years easily. Anyway, we work, we're entrepreneurs, and everyone knows we run Tough Talk Radio Network, Tough Talk Business Network. So the Tough Talk Network is a big umbrella of different types of things that we do. But the bottom line is that every solopreneur, entrepreneur, small business owner, every person out there works 8 days a week in their business. Now, I remember my father telling me that if you can't make it in five, son, you're not going to make it in seven. And it has a lot of truth to it. But as a solopreneur, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, one of the things that we know is it's really hard to shut it off. So as I go through January, February, March, now April just ended, I'm thinking to myself, when was the last time I just shut it down? I mean, when was the last time you shut it down? When I say shut it down, that means turn off the phone. Turn it off, not vibrate. Turn it off. Okay? Turn off the computer. At least walk away from it and lock the door of the room that the computer is in. Okay? So now you have no device. You have no distraction. Now maybe for you it's just getting in the recliner and watching an old movie. Maybe for some it's walking around the mall window shopping. Maybe it's just going to the park with your dog. Maybe it's just sitting out back reading a book. Whatever it is, when was the last time you did that And I'm not talking about it being a Sunday, because, you know, most of us don't work on Sundays. I'm talking about in the middle of a business day. When was the last time you took time out to enjoy where you are right now? I mentioned last week that I watched a show on SportsCenter about a gentleman that was born with no arms and no legs. He climbed a very big mountain, one of the biggest in the world. And on his way up that mountain, it was kind of fascinating to watch it being done. He was focused on where he had to get to, how far it was. And two-thirds through the trip, he was really struggling. And then he decided to look back down how far he's come up the mountain. And that's what he realized. He's really come a long way. So the distance going forward didn't look that far. When was the last time that you sat down and had a moment of peace and quiet where you were able to look back at your first 4 months of the year, your last 30 days, and seeing how far you've come instead of focusing on how far you need to go? Well, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to chart out your journey. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to be aggressive in your business. What I am saying is you're being challenged to turn off your device for a period of one work day, just one work day. That doesn't have to be every week, but you know when it's time for you to stop because you're burning out. And we both know that you are the only one that could do what you think can be done in your business. But we also both know that there's no more yesterday, and tomorrow's not here yet, and today's the only moment you're going to have to enjoy today. Your choice. I like to put choices and challenges out every week. So on your piece of paper, when you write out the word gamble and skipping a line, write each letter going down the page and write across growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. Just remember, without the last letter in the word doesn't exist. Without using the last word in the last letter, enjoyment, your life doesn't really exist. So that's my challenge for you this week. I hope you'll take advantage of it. You can call in 347-989-1363 and let us know what you think. We like good, bad, and all the others in between for comments, suggestions, or complaints. Bring it to us so we can be better at what we do. If you'd like to be a guest on this show, you can go to workshop-wednesdays.com. And hit the tab that says register to be a guest. If you're interested in any of the shows that we run weekly here on the Tough Talk Radio Network, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on the host button. Follow those shows. Become a guest on one of their shows. Most important, make sure that every day that you take out a little bit of time to enjoy the shows that we have here on Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find us on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook on Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, or you can find me on Tough Talk Radio Network. You can just type in my name in Google, and I'll come up under Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Meetup. You name it, you'll probably find me there. And if you don't find me there, call in, because there's a spot that I have available that I need to go and put my name in. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my first guest, a gentleman by the name of Louis Ellman from New York City. Well, right outside New York City. Part of it is called Queens, New York. And so stay tuned. Make sure to write down the number 347-989. Because when I give you his website and you find out what this is about, you're going to want to call in and ask questions. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's Workshop Wednesday. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're going to be talking today to my first guest, a gentleman by the name of Louis Ellman. And, you know, Louis has worked in the law firm since 1988 and has taught legal computer training for well over 20 years in a corporate setting and public setting, as well as taking part in assisting with their placements. Okay, so he's got a pretty extensive background in the law firm industry. But what I like, his website, I just want to make sure you go there before we bring Louis up on the show, lowcostempire.com. Some fascinating stuff. You're going to find out a whole bunch of good stuff. But first, we're going to talk to Louis and find out a little bit more about Louis. So, Louis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, Louis, I just want to go through a couple steps that we do every week with my guests. I like to find out who they are, where they're from, what brought them to where they're at today, so people can make a little bit of a connection with them. So let's start out. I know
sure.
You're in New York,
okay.
In Queens. Well, is that where you're from originally?
Yes, I am. I've been in New York my entire life, definitely. And been a teacher. I say I've been a teacher for the last 30 years. And that's basically what I am. I'm a teacher, but I have varied interests, and that has enabled me to help a lot of people in the areas that I work.
So, Louis, you know, you make a real good point about being a teacher. And one of the things that I think is we are all put here to teach something. A lot of us don't recognize that, and it's fortunate that you have, because you're able to help lots and lots of people. But what part of your life did you come to you that you said, hey, you know what, I can help people with this. I can be a teacher. I can spread the message.
I've always been teaching since I'm in my teens. But what happened when it comes to low-cost empire is I was one of the first people in the early 90s to come up with a concept for internet shopping. And I had it in a way where even to this day there's a lot of it that has not been implemented yet. And because of my lack of knowledge on how to proceed, how to do anything in terms of patenting or trademarking or protecting the concept, I was literally led by the nose. I was taken for a lot of money. I had a lot of people make a fool out of me. And after that happened, I just made a decision to learn the chronology of the entire process. And because I'm a teacher, I'm one of those people that when I learn something, I just, for whatever reason, I have to get it out there and I have to show everybody else that I care about or whoever wants to learn. And that's what basically started it off. And I did go on to have my own trademarks and patents. Basically wrote them myself, you know, did most of the work myself. But I was then able to focus on helping people who were new to the game of entrepreneurship, inventing, book writing, and been able to help a lot of people learn and get up to speed so that they can take part in the process instead of just saying, I have an idea, now do it for me. They're able to go most of the way before they have to hand it off to somebody else, you know, to just finish certain things for them. But that's what I've been able to accomplish for the most part.
So, Lewis, you know, a lot of people say build a team, use your resources. So a small comparison would be if I'm if I have a corner grocery store and that's what I do all day long, when it comes to keeping the books, I'm going to hire a bookkeeper or a CPA. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying and what I believe is that just because you're hiring someone to do the work for you doesn't mean you shouldn't know enough about it.
That's absolutely correct, but it's even more when you first start out. If you have a concept, it's critical before it's protected properly that you can always pick a team. That's not a problem. But when you're in the early stages of a new concept, you have to move forward but simultaneously keep it under wraps, because if you're going to let the cat out of the bag too early on, you'll never have a chance to profit from the concept. It'll get out there too early, and somebody else will already know about it, and there'll be no element of surprise, and there'll be no way to really capture it so that you get the proper credit for it. And that's what I teach people in the Low Cost Empire series, basically, is how to move forward stealthily, and then at the right time, there you are. It's like turning on a light switch, and there you are, and you're ready for business. And that's critical. And that's how a big corporation goes about their business, too. They don't advertise to the world what they're up to. They just sort of come out of the blue, and that's what I try to teach everybody else.
Well, you guys have a whole line of books that teaches beginners all about, you know, everything, branding, licensing, merchandising, franchising, industrial, watching, patents, trademarks, copyrights, self-publishing, and there's something I want to talk to you about before the show's over.
Sure.
As well, because we interview a lot of authors. But it's funny because a lot of people might say, well, you know, I'm not that big. But even the solopreneur needs to know how to trademark his stuff. Is that right?
They may not be that big, but you still want to be in a position. It depends on what you're doing, of course. But if you have the ability to protect the concept, then maybe somewhere down the road somebody might want to do business with you on a licensing deal, or somebody might say, you know, I love your store. You have a great idea for a franchise. Now, if you don't have control over the name in terms of ownership, anybody can just take your name and say, you know what, I like your name. I'm going to open up a store myself under your name. How's that? And what are you going to do about it? So it's not that expensive in reality to protect that name in all 50 states, so that if somebody really does love your concept and comes to you for some sort of joint venture, at least you can control who and what is done to your identity. Without that, without the ownership of the name, people can basically do what they want with your name.
So when you say your name, and it doesn't cost that much. For instance, are we talking hundreds, thousands, more than
well,
that?
I wrote a book recently on Low Cost Empire called Getting Down to Business, Filing Your First Trademark. If you want to put together a trademark from scratch, which is what I basically hold your hand through the whole process, it's going to cost you $325. Now, if you get that after the 9 months to a year period that it takes for it to go through the chronology, once you get registered, you then are protected in all 50 states against somebody infringing on that concept name. And if you're using it in commerce and it's an in-use trademark, then you know you are protected in all 50 states when doing business. And you can enter into licensing agreements and all types of partnerships where people make you, because of the name, they're making use of that name, and you're making money off of that as well. Look at any baseball team. Most of the revenue of many teams is from the licensing, not from the actual ticket sales. So if it wasn't for the fact that somebody like the Texas Rangers or the New York Yankees own their name, that revenue is much more than just the ticket sales. The fact that they can license it out to hat makers and T-shirt people and cup makers and bat makers and clothing, and yeah, that's where the real money is.
Right. That's the bigger picture. And for that person out there that doesn't think they're that big, it's not taking the right steps in the beginning to prevent them from ever becoming that big.
Right. It'll hurt them in the end. And why not protect that name? If you cared that much about it, and you know, it came from your head, it was your creation, then you should protect it. It's worth it.
Would that also add the value to their business because they own that name? So, for instance, if they wanted to sell that business?
Absolutely, because it's considered an asset. And patents and trademarks nowadays are even being bundled and monetized on trade platforms in certain situations. When they do valuations on patents and valuations on certain trademarks, people are able to use those items as collateral and enter into trade platforms where they can monetize those assets and make money off of them. So patents and trademarks are property. It's no different than if I own a house, I own a trademark. It's a piece of property that can be sold, that can be reassigned to somebody else, that can be used to pay a large debt, that can be used as collateral. There's many uses, but don't ever forget that that's a piece of property. And a large corporation, if you watch how they work, if you dare to use one of their names without permission, watch how fast you get a letter in the mail. So it's ownership. It's responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that I know a person. I teach networking. I run networking groups here in the city of Houston, and I know someone that had a logo made, actually paid, and the logo part of it was already trademarked to another company, and they had to change everything around ahead of time. And you know, it cost them. You know, it didn't put them out of business, but it cost them a lot of money. And what about everything that was already marketed in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important.
Absolutely.
To understand. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably didn't do a proper trademark search before they ended up filing the mark. It would have been caught. Or they could do it, or they didn't do their own work, and then if they filed the mark, the trademark examiner might have picked up on it and said, hey, you know, there's somebody out there already with this similar mark, and we're not going to allow your application to go through, and you just lost $325. So...
Well, here's what happened. They paid a graphic design company to build a logo, and they built a logo that wasn't 100% available to use. Part of the image in that logo was already in use and trademarked. And so they never even inquired about having it trademarked. They just went on forward and started buy an advertisement, using that, and then all of a sudden the company seen it, and they got to them. They had to pull everything back. So that versus $325 is roughly, you know, four times, maybe 10 times what it would have cost you just in trashing the material, not counting repurchasing it and making everybody happy. So, I mean, that's probably a very smart – that should be on every – person's business plan when they first start deciding how they're going to brand themselves.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's something to be said for if you don't have something unique, never be afraid to go back to the drawing board, because many times when somebody's already got something that you thought was unique and you go back again and you actually do it, and if there's something now you have that nobody else has, that is usually a lot better, that second effort, than the first one you thought that was going to be it. So going back to the drawing board is a very important part of creating business identity names.
Yeah.
You know, not being afraid to do it again.
With the Internet, I'm sure that there's probably people sitting somewhere just looking for those types of opportunities to purchase. I know that when we try to get URLs, would normally cost you $20 for a year, could cost you thousands of dollars because someone already bought it.
That's true. But one good thing, we have, the United States has the .us, URL, and that .us, if you're a trademark holder, you do have the right to have it removed from the current owner and given to you if you're a trademark owner. That URL has been already taken by somebody else. You have that right.
Really?
So
I have, if I own a trademark of a label, of a company, and I wanted that URL, but it was taken.
The .us, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if it was a .com or .org, it doesn't matter.
No. But if it was the .us, which is the United States extension, you have the right to, challenge. Get it removed.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Now, let me ask you about self-publishing, because in 2014, the book is the new business card, they say, and a lot of people are telling their stories. I know we do compilation books here at Tough Talk Network, and we're always looking for bigger and better ways, but more importantly, the safest way to do that. And there's a lot of people everywhere doing all kinds of stuff, and it might not be a good fit for everyone. So on self-publishing, what are some of the tips you can give people on that?
Okay. Well, I just finished, literally just finished the book. It's up on the site called Low Cost Empire Volume 7, Now Let's Publish. The tips are that I use five different services. I use CreateSpace for my hard copy. The tips are that the book should be properly formatted. Once you get it up on the services, then it's much harder for somebody to take, so to speak, because they have a very good encryption on all of the different services. They have encryption, and they protect it from somebody trying to scoop your text. If the book is in a PDF format and it's sitting on your website in PDF, once somebody grabs that, they're just going to pass it around like crazy. If they're putting it on the services, then they can download the free reader. You don't have to buy a Kindle. You don't have to buy a Nook. You don't have to buy Kobo reading devices. They will give you a free reader you can put on your phone or your laptop or your desktop, and you can read your books right off of the computer if you wish. You don't have to buy the actual device. But by doing that, that's going to cut down on a lot of the thievery of one person buying a book and passing it around to 500 people. Of course, there will be those situations where you want that to happen when you're trying to do some sort of ad campaign. So you say, you know what, you want them to pass it around. That was your intention. But when you're putting out a book you've worked hard on and you'd like to make, you know, your profit off of it, you must use the publishing services. They'll cut down on it through their encryption.
So what about the what about trademark with your book? I mean, the title, I guess you would do it, or you own the rights to the book if you do it yourself?
Well, when I do the books myself, I mean, you can copyright your book. If you have a title for a book series, you can trademark the book series title. Okay, you can do that. For people who are authors of fiction books where you have great characters, and those characters seem to you have like a series of books like under James Bond, where he has a series and the character survives each book, that's something you can trademark. Some of the characters within the book that you're doing, for those people who do-it-yourself type or help books, you can trademark the name of the series of the books and protect it like that. So it's whether it's fiction or nonfiction, there's still things to analyze in terms of intellectual property that could be protected in books, fiction and nonfiction.
Okay, so I got a question here from Facebook that says, if they put it up on CreateSpace, well, it'll be available in an ebook as well? That was one of the questions.
Oh, okay, that's a good question. Yeah, what they do is, It's available in an ebook if you also upload, because it's an Amazon company, right? Kindle and CreateSpace are Amazon. So if you go to CreateSpace and you upload the book, or you get the book done on CreateSpace, which is your hard copy version, you can then take that same book and electronically upload it to your Kindle, the Kindle version of Amazon, Kindle, and then it'll be available on both, and they have a very good service called Matchbook, so that if you buy the hard copy, you can then let them buy the electronic copy for $2.99 or even less. It's up to you. You can from $2.99 down to like $99. Mm-hmm. So for those people who only buy the electronic, then you can leave it at the regular price. So maybe you're charging $7.95 for the book. They opted to buy the electronic version. Okay, fine. They did not buy the hard copy. But if they buy that hard copy and want to grab the electronic, the Matchbook, which you can take part in, it's very simple. You just check it when you upload your book. Will allow them to get that electronic version of that same exact book from $2.99 down to 99 cents.
Oh, very good. Okay, and the other question was, and I think you've already answered it, that if it hits CreateSpace, then it's available to purchase through Amazon as well.
Mm-hmm. Same company. They do a very good job.
Pardon?
Yeah, they do a very good job with the two programs. They're very good.
Okay. Well, that's good, helpful information. You know, Lewis, we go through time really fast, so we're going to have to get you back on the show. And I know prior to the show, we talked about getting you on some other shows as well. You got a lot of great stuff. We didn't even crack the
cover of this.
Well,
I'd love to come back. Love to.
That would be awesome. So let everyone know how they can get a hold of you, where they can find you, contact you.
You can reach me. You can always reach me at lewisellman@gmail.com. You can also, on the lowcostempire.com website, you have my contact information. You can email me or call me anytime. I'm always available to take questions and help people. Especially, and all the people who purchase my books, the same thing. They can always reach me and ask questions pertaining to the books.
Now, I think that you're pretty popular. I mean, you use LinkedIn as a social media more so than Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. I seem to use LinkedIn a lot more.
Yeah. Okay, well, no problem. I just want people to know where they can find you. Are you on Twitter at all?
Yes, I do. I have at Advance2Corp.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we really, really appreciate your time today, and I know that I'm going to be reaching out to you because the information here is very, very good stuff, and I think that people really should, I mean, to take a look at the website, lowcostempire.com. You'll find a lot of information there, and the books. Look, I always talk about that one word, growth. You can't get any better at anything unless you educate yourself, and this is a great opportunity. There's a ton of information here. So thank you for your time, Lewis. We look forward
You're
to talking
welcome.
To you again.
Me too.
We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest of the show today, a gentleman by the name of John Satin. And so stay tuned and make sure to write the number down to call into the show, 347-989-1363. And don't forget, lowcostempire.com is where you can find out more about Lewis Ellman. So we'll be right back after this here short break.
So you think you're tough, tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Gambone.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts,
and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesday. If you're just tuning into the show, our first guest was Lewis Ellman, and our second guest of the show today is a gentleman by the name of John Satin, and John is in the PA area, and we're going to bring John up here in a second, and I just want you to make sure to go to possibilitycoaches.com. You're going to learn more about that. Get that up on your website so you're able to follow along with us. So, John, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Tony. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. And, you know, John, real quickly, I just want to read a few things about you, and then I'm going to get you to tell us more about you. You're a coach who puts integrity first, and you received a master's degree from Hofstra University, and your background in business includes real estate, brokerage, corporate banking, building and coaching a large direct sales team for a major international corporation. And your passion is to assist people with reaching their goals and dreams. That's what led you into a field of relationship coaching for individuals, couples, and in the business environment. Now, John, I know that everybody should have a coach out there, and every coach teaches the personal and the business side of things. Even if people aren't in business, life is business. But let's talk about how you got to doing more of relationship coaching than, you know, individual coaching.
Well, it's really, you know, you can get stuck in words and semantics, Tony, and really life, and you sort of described it early on, whether it's you're in business or it's personal, it's all about relationships. And specifically what Chris Pate, my business partner, and I do is we really focus on the relationship that you have with yourself, because all of your relationships are going to mirror back to you the quality of the relationship that you have with yourself.
Mm. You know, it just sounds so simple until you define yourself. It gets complicated, and then you allow yourself into conversation. I know that I have been working on that this year with a coach to get my inner self better, because I spoke off the word gamble, and growth and accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and joy, all that stuff means nothing unless you point the finger at self first. So that's quite a journey. Now, I mean, I'm sure that you've had the privilege to see light bulbs go off, tears come out, and changes happen. I don't even know if you could explain that feeling, but give us a little bit of how satisfying that is to help people like that.
It's incredibly satisfying. And the one important point I'd like to make is there's a lot of wonderful information out there. However, I have coached literally thousands of people over the last 12 years. And the only way to really create lasting change and create different results in your life is at the level of emotional change and growth. you know, a lot of talk has been made about, and he's a great, and I train in this also, about changing your thoughts, changing your mind, changing your thought patterns. It's really about letting go of the emotions, the negative emotions specifically, that no longer serve you in a positive way. So I found that if you want to change the results in your life, there has to be a willingness to let go of what I would call the emotional baggage that you're holding on to from your past.
So, John, I got to mention this here because I usually have, this is one of the first questions I ask people is where they're from and where they're calling in from. Now, I know that you're from a town that I'm very familiar with. You're from Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and I grew up not too many miles from you in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, and, your neighbor.
Yeah, and so it's really funny because here we are. I'm in Houston. You're in Pennsylvania. Because of the Internet, so many things are available to do, and because of Internet radio, so many people are able to be helped. But what you do, coaching, I mean, you never ever have to touch someone physically to help them because of the Internet. But I have a question for you, because I interview a lot of coaches, and that's what made me get coaching. They say in the type of coaching, or the type of work, I should say, that you do with people, okay, because it's more than coaching. This
Absolutely.
Is work. You know, you're rolling up your sleeves, and you're seeing if someone's really willing to get down to business or to just regurgitate what they thought they heard. So they say that a lot of things that hold us back were happened when we were still in the crib. Others say that it happens, and most people know that after 7 years old, your brain's kind of already situated and you're just working off of things that you already planted in your mind. One of the workshops I was at, someone said, well, it's all the environment I grew up in and the way my parents did the best they could, blah, blah, blah. And the facilitator said, how many people in here have siblings? And everybody raised their hand. And how many people that have siblings exactly like you, the way you act, even if you're a twin? No one raised their hand. So that kind of booted that idea out the window. What is your analogy or belief on this? When did we start developing these filters in our life that keep us from being any more than we are right now, 20, 30, 40, 60 years later?
Well, all of the above, what you mentioned, actually, from the crib and beyond, and I've even read books by science specialists, doctors, psychiatrists, stem cell specialists, who say this all starts even in the womb. And, you know, all that's kind of great to know about, maybe, but it really becomes secondary. And in the long run, Tony, as I assist people to heal, it's really irrelevant when it started, where it came from. The fact of the matter is, you may not be getting the results and creating the success in your life. It really is secondary where it came from. The most important thing is that you're willing to change and you're willing to move forward and create a different life for yourself.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, don't worry where the blame stemmed from. Just worry on shifting your life into a new focus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I firmly believe that the true indicator of a life well-lived is not about what you're doing or where you're going or what happened to you yesterday. It's about how far you've come from yesterday to today.
That's interesting, because in the beginning of the show, I don't know if you were listening, I mentioned about a gentleman that was born with no arms, no legs.
I was.
He climbed a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he discovered, when he looked back after 4 days of complaining how much further he had to go, he looked back and seen how far he came. And we, as just humans, we don't really ever stop and think about how much we've gained. We just sit there and complain about how much we need. So what is it that you find that brings people to you? Where are they in their life that they decide that, hey, you know, I just need to go here, call these guys at Possibility Coaches?
A lot of people that Chris and I work with have tried traditional therapies, psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, social workers, and in and of themselves, they're great, and I have a lot of respect. A lot of my friends are in those fields. However, they don't. What the people are saying when they come to me is that they feel like they're not making any progress. They feel like they're constantly rehashing the past, and they're not creating a different present and a different future. So they come to us sometimes as an alternative, and I guess you could say that I am an alternative, and a lot of my approaches may even be called and have been called quite radical in my approach. And essentially what I do, and Chris and I do, Tony, is that we really deal with everyone the same way, because I treat everyone as a human being. So no one is different, really. We're all special and unique, yet we're human beings. We're having a human experience. And what Chris and I do is we look at the human experience with all its foibles, and one of the human foibles is that we're creatures of habit. So the first thing that Chris and I do is we look at your habits. Are they getting you the results that you want, or are they getting you the results that you don't want? So it's really at the level of changing habits. And what are habits? Habits are addictions. And what are addictions? Addictions are ways of covering up the pain that we're feeling. And as I mentioned earlier, that pain is emotional pain. So that's really what Chris and I do. So I have the title of a relationship coach, yet I really consider myself a spiritual teacher and an emotional healer of people.
So in today's world, what you're doing is kind of the holistic version of it.
Absolutely.
And I think that holistic has a lot more power than medical or traditional. Only because, I'll give you, for instance, a lady that I'm doing coaching with was at a big conference with a bunch of people that were qualified in that market. They had letters and upon letters after their name. She was very intimidated by that. She had to sit down and do a bit at a table with a bunch of people with all these letters. She tried to position herself in there. She really used all her mechanisms that she teaches people not to use to get her through this process. Everybody did their introductions. When she stood up and said that she had no letters behind her name, one of the people smiled and said, "You are what's in demand because people don't want to go to people with letters behind their name. They want to go to people who have actual life experiences."
Exactly.
And I think that's where your side of it comes in, because, and this leads me to a question, did you go through this process yourself when you seen the value of it to teach others?
Initially, no. I had a coach myself, and I had a coach who does the same work that I do and still does to this day, a phenomenal human being. I went to him when no one else was doing this kind of work. And I'm talking about going back to the year 2000, when the word life coach was really out there, almost woo-woo, like who are these people with this title, life coach? So he was a pioneer in the field. And I really do the similar work that he does. Chris and I do similar work that he does, because it's healing at the level of emotions. It's about emotional release and letting go of the past and the pain associated with the past.
I tell you, this is for my listeners out there, if you have not looked into this, well, you're leaving a lot behind, because you could be so much more than what you are right now, because we were all created to be great, but we've all developed ways to keep ourselves back. For whatever reason we explain it to be, there's ways to get past that or around it or through it. And people like John and Chris are doing that on a daily basis. Now, can people, you have workshops, and I want to mention your website again, possibilitycoaches.com. Your relationship experts transforming lives or businesses by creating positive and healthy relationships. Now, for the people out there, this isn't like your spouse and you, which it could be, but it's you focusing on you, making you better, so everything that you touch, smell, and breathe upon is better. So, workshops, do you do them across the country? Do you do them online? How do people plug into that?
Yes. One of the venues that we host is called the Group Mastermind, and that's actually international. You actually call in. It's a three-month program that's held twice a month for 2 hours, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, and you actually join a mastermind group of like-minded individuals who, like you, are also interested in creating different results for your life and being able to move ahead. It's probably the most powerful venue that we have because we work together as a group and everyone helps everyone else. And it's a real sense of community. And I have had been doing this for now about 4 years, and I have people that come aboard time after time after time. They just stay with the mastermind and they get tremendous results. And they're from all over the world.
And I just want to get this out there because this isn't something you're going to do for a weekend, 6 months, or whatever, and then, like, okay, you can, you know, you don't need to have any more of it. This is something that as long as you're alive, if you're not improving yourself, I mean, there's no certificate that says, okay, you graduated, and you're never going to need to look at this side of your life again. I mean, this is ongoing help yourself type of things. You don't need to do it every day for a year straight. You might be able to plug in and plug out and plug in and plug out, but this is an ongoing thing. Is that correct?
That's correct. I coach myself every day, and if I have challenges, I'm very blessed. I have a partner, Chris, who can coach me, and the same goes for him. I can coach him. So I'm really blessed. I sort of have a built-in coaching system in my practice. It is ongoing. Growth is continuous. You know, people say to me, how do I know when I've achieved my life purpose? And I love the quote from author Richard Bach, who wrote the book Illusions, one of my favorite books ever written. He also wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull, when he said, if you're still breathing, you haven't reached your purpose.
Yeah. Unless God's opening up the gates, you need to stay in action, keep in training there.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very good. Now, you work with couples that
yes.
have had troubles, maybe from a divorce or from situations in their lives, but you also work with business owners. So you work with just about anybody that's willing to take on the responsibility of improving themselves.
Right, because the application is the same, Tony. You know, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're having marital problems, it's about taking responsibility for how you feel and how you see yourself in your world. And if you're the CEO of a company, I don't care if you're a sole proprietor or you have 1,000 employees, if you're not willing to look in the mirror and deal with what's bringing you down or what's not getting you the results that you want, don't expect anyone else to do that. So it's about leading by example. And I've worked with entrepreneurs, and, you know, they complain about their staff and there's no loyalty and this and that. And my response is, you know, are you loyal to you? Tell me about your relationship with yourself. And when people start to take that responsibility from the top as the CEO of their own company or the CEO of their marriage or as a parent, when they take that responsibility and they're willing to look at themselves in the mirror and they're willing to do what's necessary to create positive change in their life, the miracles, and I call them miracles because no one else has to do anything. Just by virtue of them willing to change, the miracle is that the people around them and the circumstances and situations themselves begin to take on a different result. They change also. This is an amazing stuff. How we can have an effect not only on ourselves but the people around us when we're willing to grow on a daily basis.
And do you credit that to the energy that you create? That
Absolutely.
Is like a magnet. Because if you know, I talk on the word gamble from my background being in the casino business, growth, accountability, marketing, and when I get to, you know, accountability, I talk about the window or the mirror in your bathroom, your choice first thing in the morning, right? But when we get
right.
to marketing, everything that comes out of your mouth markets who you are and what your day is going to turn out to be.
Absolutely.
So it's real important to watch the way you talk and the way you think, because it's all going to – I try to explain it's like smoke coming out of your mouth, going up into your nose, and becoming your reality. I don't know how it does that, but I know it does. So I know that if you have positive stuff coming out, incredible things happen. It is unexplainable, and it's almost you don't want to challenge it.
You don't. You don't. Because people used to say to me when I was in direct sales, and I was very successful in direct sales, people say, you know, why are you having this incredible success with the same product that I'm trying to sell? And I used to say, well, there's your problem. You're trying to sell something. People aren't buying the product. They're buying you.
Right. Right. Hit the nail on the head, man. You're speaking my language now, and I really like that. And that's what I think is so important. Look, folks, I mean, if we're talking about right here and now, John and Chris and myself are going to say, yeah, get with John, do this. It doesn't matter where you are. The reason why John and Chris do this is so people understand the value of doing it, no matter who it's with, okay? I really believe, John, that you're not trying to corner the market. You're just trying to spread the message that people can be better by changing their attitude or their relationships with themselves. So we're running out of time, and I'm surely going to get you back on some other shows. We have shows like Life's Issues and Life-Changing Insights, and I really think that you'll be a great fit for those audiences as well. And I'm really just proud to say that, you know, one time I heard Dr. Phil say, how's that working for you? And I thought, wow, what a genius. This guy's on TV, and he's asking a question that most people ask all the time, just never answer. What you guys are doing is a step past Dr. Phil, okay? You're actually reaching inside and making things happen in your local area. So
Absolutely.
Let everyone know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. As you mentioned earlier, possibilitycoaches.com, and you can call me directly in my office. I do answer the phone personally. I will speak with you personally, 215-794-0135.
One thing I want to talk about real quickly, because we're down to 2 minutes before they shut us down here today. You have a book, okay, Living an Inspired, Empowered, and Joy-Filled Life, 365 daily tips.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys coming out with another book?
We are. I can't tell you what the title is. I have so many ideas for books. One book that is coming out is an online program that we teach. It's called The Blueprint for Living, Mastering Your Mindset, Loving Your Life. And I've been asked probably 1,000 times to turn it into an e-book, and that's probably going to be our next project.
Yeah. Yeah, books, if it fits on a – if e-books are the future, I believe. I mean, Amazon just opened up in India because it's one of the most read countries outside our area that reads English books and e-books. There's people making a living just off of e-books. This 365 daily tips to get you there, it's like one tip a day. Very
right.
Interesting stuff. I highly recommend. If you're struggling with anything in your world, this would be a great place to start by getting this book. You can buy it on the website, and I believe you can get it on Amazon as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And just, Tony, I'd like to say for everyone listening today, I always offer a 30-minute complimentary coaching session to see if this is a fit for you and you're a fit for me. And what I'd like to extend, anyone listening, I would like to up that offer from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. That's complimentary to see if we're a fit.
Well, if they don't check out the website, okay, they're cutting their day off right here at this point in time, because this is an opportunity for you to learn some additional stuff. There's places to join free teleseries, teleseminars there. There's a whole bunch of information. There's a chance to talk to someone for an extended period of time as well. John, we're out of time. I know I'm going to be reaching out to you off the air to get you back on other shows. I want to say thank you very much for your time today. And just
thank
know
you.
I have relatives living in Doylestown, so we'll talk soon.
Sounds great, Tony. Have awesome
All right,
day.
Tell you. You have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, folks, we're out of time. We're right up against the wall here. We're down to just enough time to play the exit. So tune in next week, Wednesdays, 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. Make sure to check out one of the favorite spots on that website, possibilitycoaches.com. Intensive days to have some great one-day events. Check it out. We'll see you next week. And thanks for being a part of our show today.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.